This episode is brought to you by Four Sigmatic, a wellness company that is known for its delicious mushroom coffee. That's right, I've been drinking mushroom coffee for the first time my entire life this week, and I love it. Now, Four Sigmatic's mushroom coffee is real, organic, fair trade, single origin Arabica coffee. That's right. With lion's mane mushroom for productivity and chaga mushroom for immune support. So, in case you've been wondering, I've been starting my day with Four Sigmatic's ground mushroom coffee with lion's mane instead of regular coffee, and I love how it helps me focus so I can get shit done. It's amazing, and I absolutely feel an uptick in my productivity every time I drink it. It helps me focus like nothing else. Mushroom coffee is easy on my gut and doesn't leave me with that awful jittery feeling or midday crash. All Four Sigmatic products are organic, vegan, and gluten-free. Plus, every single batch is third-party lab tested to ensure its purity and safety, so you know you're getting the highest quality coffee and mushrooms possible. Now, you're probably thinking, does this coffee taste like mushrooms? I can guarantee it tastes like the coffee that you love. It brews dark and nutty and tastes incredible. And over 20,000 five-star reviews, and best of all, Four Sigmatic backs their products with a 100% money-back guarantee. Love every sip or get your money back. Now, we've worked out an exclusive offer with Four Sigmatic on their best-selling mushroom coffee, but this is just for Reality and SFW listeners. So get up to 40% off plus free shipping on mushroom coffee bundles. To claim this deal, you must go to foursigmatic.com/survivor. This offer is only for Reality NSFW listeners and is not available on their regular website. Once again, save up to 40% and get free shipping. So go right now to foursigmatic.com/survivor. They love it when we use that. And fuel your productivity and creativity with some delicious mushroom coffee. Welcome to Reality NSFW Coverage the Challenge All Stars. Woo! We are joined by special guest today, Gisela Delgado from Road Rules The Quest, Battle of the Seasons 2002, Battle of the Sexes, The Gauntlet 2, and of course, what we're talking about tonight, All Stars, also joined by Alex and Lauren. What is up, everyone?
Hey! Oh.
Woo!
It was another fantastic episode. They are hitting the mark.
Oh my God! I mean, I just want this 45 minutes of my life to just go in loop every week until the next week. That's all I need in my life. How excited are you with this, Gisela?
Oh my God! Like, I watch it. I mean, I watch it throughout the day. Once the episode drops, it's like I watch it with my kids individually. They have their rules. You know, one of them likes to talk during it. The other one doesn't like the talking. So I have to watch them separate. I watch it by myself so I can get my emotions right. Then I watch it like before an interview. I mean, I'm watching it all day. Like,
I would too. I mean, like when Survivor was out, I mean, you know, there wasn't streaming services and all that. So like an episode of Survivor came on, I watched with my friends, and then my two seasons, like my first one, I probably watched like 10 times total. I mean, you know, this was 2003. And then my second one, I've watched twice ever. I was only on one episode, but I've only watched it twice ever. I'm like, eh. So, but if I were on streaming, I would be like, psh, loop, motherfucker, loop.
Rewind. Let me see that apart again. Let me zoom in. Let me.
I love frame. It. And you, we talked before you came on. I mean, so, you know, I'm friends with Mark Long and Trishelle and Katie and Ruthie and all these guys. Just I've known them forever. I mean, you know, back in the day,
you know, we most of us, you know, once you did a reality show, you moved to Los Angeles because you were going to be famous and do a thousand shows afterwards. Some of us did, others didn't. but I was friends with these people. And so during that time, you know, I was watching Survivor. I was watching Real World. I was watching Road Rules. I was watching, you know, the early incarnations of the challenge. And eventually, you know, like I have two daughters. Life caught up to me and I took a hiatus. But, you know, now, you know, the world of podcasting, I'm back in. I've been doing my homework. Wasn't super familiar with you, Yasella, but I did some recon when it was time for our draft. And then it came time for the debut episode, and I'm just like, did Yasella just steal my heart? My love for Trishel and Katie Doyle knows no bounds. But do I have a new number one?
You do. I'm that girl. Like, it's, you know, it's so funny because, like, if you watch The Quest, right, you watch My Road Rules, like, we did some pretty death-defying stuff, right? Yeah. And then when you watch Battle of the Seasons, like, we literally, like, airdrop onto the beach. Like, we skydive into the beach. So I'm thinking extreme sport. And then we end up doing challenges, like, you know, who can get, like, Simon Says inner tube or something. And I'm like, I mean, I didn't do well, you know, because I don't do well at backyard games.
Or sitting by the pool drinking cocktails, as Trishel explains the challenge.
but like doing extreme sports, I'm a little more gutsy. I'm a little braver. And that's where I excel. So when they were like, hey, did you want to come on back? I was like, yeah, because you guys are actually playing my game now. So yeah, I'll come back.
The phone call comes and there's no hesitation. You're just like, I'm all in.
I mean, I told them, I said, hey, I want you to go to my Instagram. I want you to go to my social media. I need you to see who I am now. I want you to know what you're getting. I don't want no hiccups later on where y'all like, well, I thought Hassel was going to be so chill. No, you're getting a mom. I'm still feisty. Now I'm 40, so I don't really care about people and their opinions.
Even better.
You know what I mean? Like when I was 20, I'd be like, oh, I don't want to upset people. Now I'm like, did you really just try life? Like, no. I'm also like, you know, I'm a little vulgar, I guess you could say. I use a lot of curse words. And I'm
on the right podcast for that. That's
perfect podcast.
Right here. We're right there.
And perfect streaming service with Paramount Plus.
Perfect.
Like, I'm watching the first episode, my first phone call. I call Lex from Survivor Africa and All Stars. I'm just like, dude, this is it. This is what we need, right? We need a Survivor version of this. If not, we're more than happy to jump on and fuck up your shit just like Big Brother did on the challenge.
Yes. <down. laughs> Like the cussing and letting people like vent and be who they are and no filters. Like, you're seeing cellulite and stretch marks, and I'm here for it because these are real bodies doing real challenges.
Love it. All right, so there's two different views of what the All Stars was supposed to be. Okay, so there's some people that are like, you know, like the Mark Longs of the world who, you know, look at Mark Long in 2021. He's actually bigger than he was however many years ago, you know, when television was first invented and he created the challenge. I love Mark Long, by the way. I'm very jealous. Don't get me wrong. So Mark Long's version of the All-Stars was, look, man, we got lives, we got jobs, we got kids. We don't do this for a living. These kids do. But you give us 2 weeks, we're all in. Like, we're ready to do this version of the challenge. Whereas I think, you know, perhaps a Trishel was like, yeah, I remember the challenge the way it was, and a 2 week version of that, perfect.
Right.
So what version did you think you were signing up for?
Well, I was with Trishel with the whole like med spa thing. I was like, in my mind, I was like, I'm gonna prepare for, like, you know, maybe I'll do some like tree climbing and maybe some like little crazy stuff like that, but for the most part I was just like, I'm gonna pack my facial oils and maybe some, you know, like masks. Me and the girls can do some masks. I packed that kind of stuff, And
how did that work out?
I packed my first aid kit too, though, because I was like, just in case, you know.
Yeah.
And
how did the mask work out?
Well, I was still doing my masks, and then me and the girls didn't really bond as much as me and the guys, because I had that guy mentality when it came to the challenge. I didn't have the med spa mentality once we got there. So yeah. I started having the guys do the masks with me.
Well, I was about to say, Nehemiah is 10 years younger than the first time he was on the challenge. So was he doing the mask?
He wasn't doing the mask. Letarian was doing the mask. Tech was doing
the
mask.
Letarian needed it. All right.
we would do all kinds of like little self-care things in our room. Like it was really just me and them.
I love it. I love it. All right. So we got to mention this. I mean, and it said with love, you fell down the steps coming down the bus. I mean,
I loved it. I loved it. They made me redo it. Right. And I was like, just keep the first cut. Keep the first cut. Cause that's who I am.
Yeah.
Like I'm that clumsy girl. Like I trip and fall all the time. And it's just like second nature to me. Like, and I'll like lay on the floor and I'll be like, just leave me here.
it was TV gold. I mean, like when I saw you do that, I'm just like, if Beth or Trishelle do that, they're like, nope, we ain't using that. Like I will pull the film out of your camera, even though there's no longer film in cameras. I will grab a card, whatever technology you're using. There's like, no, but I'm just like, she's embracing this shit. How fucking beautiful.
I
like,
loved it.
You're a beautiful person. You're so, I mean, like, as I said, you won my heart episode. I'm just like, I want to trade draft picks.
Nope. You can't have her. She's on my excellent team. And but yeah, but going with that, you come in with this like you said you have more life experience coming into this game than you did back when you originally played. Like I first saw your last season before this, Gauntlet 2, like a handful of months ago when they put it on CBS All Access, now Paramount Plus, and I'm just like, like you have some tendencies that are the same, but I'm like, you're a lot more mature. You come off a lot more confident. And do you think like that confidence that you just it felt like it was exuding through the camera? Like, did you feel that had a big impact at the start of your game once you had everyone around you?
Because I don't watch the shows, right? I was at a disposition, but I was unaware of it. I didn't know like how these people interacted. I didn't know their friendships or their alliances. I just treated them all like they were part of pawns in my game, you know? So I went in and I was just like, all right, guys, let me bring you guys in like I would do in a corporate American environment and, you know, kind of assign people jobs in my game. And throughout the season, you'll see that I changed those people out. And I'm like, okay, well, you've been used in the capacity I needed you. Now let's just move on. And I feel like that was my approach is, this is a game. I'm here to win money, you know? And everybody's like, kumbaya. And I'm like, that's cute. Let's have fun. And I am worried about the vibe because emotions are important. And for me to be confident, I do need to be happy. Because here's the thing. When I have this like really great characteristic about myself where I can change the mood of a room at any point in time to my leisure, like I can wield it to what I want. That's not always good for other people around me because when I'm mad or I'm upset, everybody.
There's hostility in the room.
Yeah. Yes. But when I'm calm and I'm cool, like everybody's going to feel that. So that's kind of like how I went into this is I'm going to use these people to my, you know, advantage, but I also need that, like that feeling to be positive for me to stay confident.
So. Yeah, and that's really interesting because it sort of relays to this episode, like your mindset. Because what I talked with Johnny about offline and on the first episode, we have this, I felt what we're going to see throughout the season is this conflict of interest in every single person where you have all these players, a lot of them come from the old school and that old school mentality of that kumbaya. And, you know, you're going to do the honorable thing. You see it with Kendall tonight. Like she has this moral code of integrity that she's saying that she's playing with, but she comes at the end of the episode saying, well, now I know maybe I need to be a little more smarter. I don't want to have to go that way, but it looks like I may need to.
You know, and, you know, I have to talk about this episode, right? I have to drag it a little bit because here's the thing. Even now, there's still no accountability. You know, you got TJ clear as day saying, I need you to hop.
Hop on it.
Okay.
Hop on it.
Now,
me every Friday night at 1 a.m. I promise you.
Arissa weighs half of her weight and she hopped in place. So she sees an example of what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Then it's her turn. She hops off of it.
Yeah.
And you hear TJ say, no. Like you need to
just go back.
And she doesn't. So we still have no accountability. Even now, there she put out a tweet. She's like, I love everybody you do. I'm like, honey, no. Uh-uh. And then
there's no passes.
You got to think about the team.
Yeah.
Put yourself in the game. And now you're looking at this individual and you might have to work with this individual and you might have to do a challenge with this individual.
Yeah.
Can you trust them to finish the challenge? Can you trust them to listen to the rules? Can you trust them to follow the directions? Everything's in the air now. Now I don't know if I trust you as a partner.
Yeah.
The guys specifically are looking at that because they're looking at who I'm going to run the final with.
Yep. Yeah.
It's an individual game, but as you've seen, you have to work with your team to be successful. So for me, I'm just like, girl, stop.
Yeah, no.
I know.
Like,
Yasella, have you ever watched Survivor?
No.
have you ever thought about, you are made for Survivor. Like the words you're saying aren't from a challenge person. This is from like a Hall of Fame Survivor player are the words you're saying right now.
Because you have to be a survivor to survive corporate America. Those are the sharks.
Well, if you have any desire, I will pass your information on. I mean, you're gone for 6 weeks. I know that All-Star, the special format to cater to, professionals and families and all that. But if you can be gone for 6 weeks, I think there's $1 million at the end of the day for you.
I might have to do that.
Well, I mean, just hearing how you're talking right now, you have the strategic ability where I think you could just manipulate your way to the end. Yeah. And that's, what Survivor is.
I'm ready to give you my final vote.
Yeah. You know what? You guys, you can pump the brakes here because I'm more focused on seeing her get this W on this season and getting that 500K.
There it is. If you want $1 million in addition to 500,000, there's a show called Survivor that I'm down.
I have to have surgery on my knee later this month, but
after rehab,
I'm on board.
All right. Well, let's talk today's episode. All That You Can't Leave Behind. I love that these things are named and properly named. I mean, I didn't know going into this what that would entail, but it's obviously the Trishelle, Katie Doyle show. And I'm like, holy moly, like, I lived through this. I mean, like when I moved to Los Angeles, well, I lived in LA prior to Survivor and I took a few months to in Virginia to recoup and all that. When I came back, one of the first people I hung out with were Trishelle and Katie, who were living together. And what you saw, if you were there for that was weekly with the two of them for years. This fight has continued for 15 fucking years. It's the same fight.
I did not know them back then, and I didn't know their friendship. And again, if I must be honest, when I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning with the screaming, I was like, yes. Some drama for that ass.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, and then so I put on my little robe and I'm down.
For the record, they don't give you TV on reality TV. So this is entertainment.
Right. We have no board games. We don't even have Monopoly anymore because it was so serious for us, But So I'm going downstairs and I was just like, and then the next thought that comes into my mind is, I wonder if they're gonna fight. And then I take some girls out of the game. And, you know, because now I'm thinking, I'm still thinking about my end game. I was like,
that's survivor thinking right here. This is not challenge thinking. Challenge thinking, you're just like, we love fights. You're like, no. I'm thinking about people out.
Yeah, I'm like, that's less people. But so then I'm like, let me find out who's arguing and see if they're my people. Because, I need certain people.
Yeah.
And then I see it's Katie and Trish. I'm like, these are the fun bitches. What are they doing? Like, what are we doing? These are not the ones that need fighting. Because when you're not doing a challenge, you have all day at home and you want to kick it with fun people, you know?
Yeah. All right. So we don't really get a good idea of what the fight is. Because, it feels like on Survivor, my first season, they filmed us 24/7. I mean, the camera left one time in 39 days. There was a tropical storm that later became a hurricane. And they're just like, okay, nobody die. And then they left. And we're just like, oh, what the fuck? this isn't good. And so but other than that, they never left. And so when I come back for Fans versus Favorites, they film us, the game starts, they film us. Then at night, they set up a camera and they leave. And I'm just like, what's going on? They're like, oh yeah, they don't. What are you talking about? I'm like, they used to film us 24/7. They're like, yeah, they don't do that anymore. And
they do. They do now. I mean, on our challenge, they did.
But it seems like there was everywhere. A gap at the start of the fight. Were they not someone like kind of snoozing on the job and didn't catch the beginning of this? Because who was screaming?
Sounds like Katie.
I thought it was Katie that was screaming and yelling.
Yeah, but I didn't feel like we got it. Was it like you hear Katie screaming and you come downstairs?
So yeah, I heard Katie yelling, and that's what made me come downstairs. But they have cameras in every single room, and they have two teams doing like nighttime. Yeah. It could be that someone going on in another room that you'll see in another episode. You know what I mean? Sure. Yeah. But for the most part, they're recording everywhere.
So you hear Katie screaming, not Trisha.
This is
very reminiscent of the fights that I was privy to in 2005. Was Katie Doyle? I lived in an apartment complex in right off Sunset in Hollywood, and Katie Doyle, when we were dating, took plates. So I lived on the top floor, and Katie Doyle took plates from my kitchen cabinets and just started throwing them at passersby, trying to hit them.
Oh my God.
And I was evicted from that property.
Oh my God.
And so I'm sitting there thinking, I'm just like, I've seen Trishel on her worst days, and Trishel, she can bring it when she needs to, but I've seen the two of them together. And it's more of a Katie story. So history repeats itself. Is what you're saying?
So the thing is, I can never really decipher. Even now, like a few of us called each other and we're like, I still don't understand what the fight was about. Like, because we thought that they were gonna like explain it on the episode because we were sleeping or we weren't in the room and it was all gonna make sense, but it really didn't. Like. I know that the premise, the basis of the argument really just came down to, a mixture of I have to go into elimination, emotions are high.
Sure.
We're in a highly stressful environment and we had a little alcohol and now we're lashing out, right? And when I say we, I know Trishel was the one that was like really feeling those emotions. And I know that Katie was also like, her responses were she was trying very hard to be calm from what I saw when I went downstairs and she was trying to keep everything even keel. But here's the thing, the saying, people are like, I'll knock all this shit over. That comes from our generation. Like we will knock all this shit over. You know what I mean? And that's kind of like what I was like waiting for Katie to do. I was like, oh my God, she's gonna knock everything down. But she didn't, because she was, she has an example that she needs to set for her family and her, her workers. So I know that limited her reaction. But I also know that Trishel's reaction in that situation wasn't necessarily all about Katie, if not more so about what's going on internally for her. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know what was said. I really like put everything over the edge.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you, we'll get to that part in the episode, but from what I've lived through with the two of them, Katie was like what you saw in Katie on early challenges was Katie back in the day, you know, just hanging out. Like Katie was wild, and Trishelle took up for her in a lot of those situations. I feel like Trishelle felt like Katie was her responsibility for a lot of things, whereas Katie didn't have to accept responsibility for Trishelle for many things. So in Trishelle's mind, the old days were very one-sided. And you know, whether Trishelle was correct or not in that assumption, you know, I'm kind of voting. Like, I love Katie, but let's be honest here. I think Katie would agree with that as well. So when the deliberation happens and you guys come back and Katie decides to get food instead of going to Trishelle, sitting there, you know, like, what the fuck? And Katie doesn't. I think that hurt her, and she was just like, "Bitch, I had your back so many times, and you had to get food before you could tell me what happened." Like, I mean,
I think you're right in that. Also, the way that Trishelle went into this game, you know, there's different levels to loyalty, and some people look loyalty to be, you know, short-ended depending on the situation. Whatever, there's like people like me. The reason I didn't want to like anybody on the challenge is because I know myself. When I start freaking liking somebody, I'm loyal to them to a fault, you know, to absolute fault. And I feel like Trishelle is one of those people too. Yeah. I feel like she went into this game, especially after watching the episode and her confessionals and what she was saying. She went into this game like, it's me and my ride or die. It's me and her against the world. We got cut heads. Like, you know, she was in that mentality. But it didn't seem like Katie was in that mentality. Katie's more like, this is going to be new. I'm going to see my friend. I haven't seen him in a while. I don't feel like Katie went into the challenge with the challenge mindset. I think she went in with the med spa mindset. And I think Trishelle went in with a challenge mindset with the med spa exterior. Does that make sense? Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It makes so much sense based off what you're seeing. Cause like Trishelle's like, yes, so, you know, go to the gym instead of going getting cocktails at the pool. But she's also like, you see her going, I'm gonna have Katie's back no matter what. I would hope she would do the same. And Katie's like, yeah, people are gonna know that we're friends and that's gonna align us. So I guess I'll just accept that. And you just see the hesitancy in her voice in those confessions. And it's in the confessional. It's not even talking to someone else. You're like, oh
yeah.
If I was gonna, like, you know, coach these individuals, I would say, okay, like specifically when Trishelle is talking about who she's gonna go against, she's looking at her ace, like, hey, what feedback do you have? You know, so she's looking for Katie to say to her, like, all right, girl, like, let's talk. Beth is big, but is she stronger than you? You know, Kendall does aerobics and all that nonsense, but what about her mind? Like, you know, really weighing out your competition to make the best decision. And since Katie was like, really, she was like stunned. I don't even think she was ready for the challenge, you know, and she was like, had no options to give her. So Trishelle's like, bro, where are you at? Like, this is my friend. And there's that disconnect, because now we have expectations of someone that they don't know you have those expectations of them. I don't think Katie knew those expectations were set on her. I don't. 100%. I don't.
Yeah, because in Trishelle's situation, like, she's saying, why was she not the first person up there to, like, talk to me? Someone else came up there first. And I think if you're not on the same page and on the same wavelength with each other, then that's when one person gets hurt and the other person's saying, well, what happened? What did I do? I didn't have the same expectations going in as you did.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why, like the game of Survivor, like when you initially play as 16 strangers, but and so like with 16 strangers, I don't know you, motherfucker. Like I can fuck you over and not give a fuck. But then when you do like an all-star or, you know, a legend, you know, it's just like, oh man, these are my friends. So, you know, when there's been rumored cast and, like, you know, half the cast include my friends, and the other half does include my friends. Like, people are just like, oh man, that sucks. I'm like, fuck you. I'm just like, I ain't trying to send home my friends. I'm right. Like, I want a lot of motherfuckers that don't like me. Because right. I would be more than happy to send them the fuck home.
Right.
But that's what makes the challenge so unique.
But that's what I'm saying.
There's plenty of motherfuckers that people don't like on the challenge.
Oh, that's true.
Even when I'm on, like, I'm watching these challenges, I'm like, all right, married couple, y'all are out first. Boyfriend, girlfriend, y'all are out. Like, I'm not in heads. Like, if I see that type of unity, out of there.
No, power couple. Power couple, best friend, go fuck yourself. Like, I can have a homie. That's fine. And you can have a homie. I ain't gonna be mad at you and your homie. But you got a best friend, you got a BFF, you got fucking matching necklaces, go fuck yourself.
Okay. Matching tattoos and shit.
Oh, yeah. Done. Dunzo.
Ow. So. You are out of there. Like, no questions asked. Like, I'm calling COVID on your ass. Like, she was coughing. The shit was weird. Can you swab her? Like, I'm getting you out by all means necessary. These people weren't there for that. They would.
All right. We're gonna go through the actual episode. Let's take a quick break from our sponsors. We're gonna come back. We're gonna go through the whole episode, find out what Yasella's up to right as we currently speak, and all that right up to this. And when it comes to eating better and consuming less sugar, let's be honest. Most healthy snacks don't taste very good. They don't fill you up, and they certainly don't satisfy your cravings. This episode is sponsored by Monk Pack, who makes snacks that taste like our favorite sugary treats, but with less than 1 gram of sugar.
Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars contain less than 1 gram of sugar, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories.
They're great for anyone following a keto lifestyle and the perfect snack for anyone who is trying to eat better or cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing taste.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm personally not a keto eater, but I love these nut and seed bars. I try to have one of these always on me for a snack because I'm usually trying to train for a new running distance I'm trying to hit. I think 2021 is going to be the year for my first full marathon. And I think Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars are going to help me get there because they're giving me the energy I need and the nutrition I need to make those health goals possible.
Wow. Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars have the perfect balance of sweet and salty, a crunch from whole nuts and seeds, but still manage to be soft and chewy. How do they do it? They come in delicious flavors like sea salt, dark chocolate, pecan almond, and my favorite, no contest, love these so much, game changers, if you will, the peanut butter dark chocolate.
So good. They're perfect for a quick snack to satisfy your sweet tooth without any guilt. Enjoy Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars as a quick breakfast, while running errands, or after a workout.
In addition to being keto friendly, these bars are gluten-free, plant-based, and non-GMO. So with no soy, trans fat, sugar alcohols, or artificial flavors.
They really taste incredible, and you can't beat the low sugar nutrition or taste they provide. And by shopping online, you can avoid another trip to the grocery store by getting Monk Pack delivered right to your door.
Try it for yourself and see. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering promo code SURVIVOR at checkout.
And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer.
So to get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product and then use promo code SURVIVOR. They love it when we do that at checkout to save 20% off your purchase.
Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious foods you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring the Reality NSFW podcast.
Are you ready to enter the wild again? There's a chance no one has seen your balls in a few months. Don't ruin your first post-quarantine date with a ball fro. Would you show up to your first day of school without a haircut?
Manscaped is here to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience. Johnny, how's your grooming been lately?
Oh, man, I am sleek, aerodynamic. I'm like that new Tesla. I mean, I got a bunch of 5Ks coming up. I got a bunch of half marathons coming up. Oh, man, I'm going to run so fast. There's no friction between Johnny Fairplay, little Johnny Fairplay, and home sweet home.
Oh, that's good news, because Manscaped is here to help everyone else get on that level with their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. It's the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of their ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology, your snags will be reduced while preparing yourself for post-quarantine life. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0 Essentials Kit. The Perfect Package 3.0 comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, waterproof cordless body trimmer, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag for you to use when you're done quarantining.
The Perfect Package 3.0 also comes with the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner. Now, the Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant, which ensures that your afternoon stroll doesn't end with your balls sticking to your leg. They call that bat winging. You can eliminate that with a little manscaping, courtesy of the Crop Preserver. But the Crop Reviver is a spray-on toner for your balls. It's made with a soothing aloe and witch hazel extracts that give your balls a boost. Now, subscribers to the Peak Hygiene Plan get a new replacement blade refill for your Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer delivered to your door every 3 months. Don't be using no old razor. Come on. And making sure your trimmer stays fresh and clean.
The light is at the end of the tunnel, fellas. Treat yourself for making it through quarantine with the Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code SURVIVOR. They love it when we do that. And your first date will thank you. There you go, Yasella. Did you know I was Manscaped?
Oh, my God.
All right, well, the more you know.
Oh gosh. I mean, it might not have been ready for those, you know, ads, but there they are.
There they are. All right. So the episode begins with previously on the challenge, Derek still can't find the box in the hot tub. How cool is that? You all right, please tell me you're a part of a previously on coming up.
I don't remember. I think I did one, maybe two, but okay. I don't think it was me by myself. I think it was a group thing.
That's fine. That, like, I love it when they put thought into them. I mean, like for me, as like, you know, I'm a reality TV file. Like, I appreciate the little things. Like this week on the challenge, Deadly Agents, it was weak. I mean, like, you know, it was just Leroy and Casey and the Globe. They're like previously. I'm like, oh no. But the week before, you had Big T, who could barely walk, coming from the parachute. I'm like, that's gold.
They did good. They did good on this one, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think. All right. So, real quick question before we get to this episode: did you think it was going to be called the Challenge OGs?
I thought it was going to be Challenge OGs. Thought it was going to be OGs or even Legends. I wasn't expecting All Stars. I know that the internet is having the whole meltdown. They're like, what's DT Banana and this other person? Who I don't remember. But they're listen, I'm fucked down, okay? Dancing with the Stars, when they came out, everybody's like, those people aren't stars. Yes, they are stars in their own right.
Okay? They are.
Yep. They are stars in their own right. They're stars because they entertain you. They're stars because they make dreams come true. They're stars because they actually won shit. That's where I think they came up with All Stars, because it's all encompassing, because you can't have it called OGs and then you bring newbies on. Eventually, yep. Newbies will be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, so I think it should just be OGs. My guess is there was a guy in corporate going, what does OGs mean? And it's like, ugh, this fucker is going to fuck this up for everybody else.
It might have been a little too urban for them. Yeah, it could have been. I think they just went with All Stars because they were trying to like take it back to the beginning where it was All Stars, Real World, Road.
OGs would have been so good, because the whole gimmick with the challenge is it's the cool version of Survivor. It's the cool version of Big Brother. And what's cool? OGs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's this old fucking guy, and he's like, I don't know what OGs means. What I mean, like, is it up for decipher? And it's like, no, motherfucker, and no one uses the word decipher.
Right. Right, and then it's like, is it originals, or is it like original gangsters? Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, anyway, all right. So, we get the previously on, and after that, so you had the lifesaver last week. Did you feel like that was like a game changer? Like, it's just like, oh shit. Like, you know, I got this power. You're just like, fuck that. Ain't no reason to fucking even think about that shit this early on. I don't even care if it's my fucking best friend. I can fucking figure out a way not to use this motherfucker.
It was a waste. I was like, yeah. I was so disrespectful. I called it lightsaber. I wouldn't even call it lightsaber. It's funny because you don't see it, but me and TJ, when I went up there, he was like, you want to use the lightsaber? I was like, no, there was no discussion. And then he's like, okay, he comes back and asks again. And he's like, why? And I said, you did not bring trade. You did not bring anything. You only offered me to save Ace. I'm like, you didn't offer me a direct deposit. Had you said, Hasela, if you use the lightsaber, I will give you $25,000 right now. I would have been like, Ace, come on back home, baby. Come on back.
ain't no ill will.
I would have been like, y'all figure it out. Or if he had said, Hasela, if you use a lightsaber, I'll save you from, you know, elimination for two more challenges. Or if you use the lightsaber, I'll put you in the final. Again, Ace, baby, come hugs, yeah. And kisses. But he didn't offer me that. I actually worked very hard to put Ace in elimination. Because Cyrus, they make it seem like it was Cyrus' idea. It was not. Okay, Cyrus was speaking for Letarian. Great. But I started my politicking the second the challenge ended. I was like, okay, I got five dudes on my team. I got one lightsaber. I got 11 people on my head count. I'm like, I go to talk to Ruthie and I talk to the three guys on the other team that brought back blocks. And I talked to all of them and they're all on board. I was like, listen, let's just go ahead and reward effort. My team should be safe. You three guys brought blocks. Let's go ahead and vote this way. I got 14 votes at this point. The only one that gave me pushback was Alton. I was like, listen, you either jump on board with the train or you find yourself in elimination next time. Like, you got to make a decision.
Was Trishel and Orisa with you?
Yeah.
So Alton was Real World Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Just, come on, man. Brand loyalty.
Right. Yeah. Right. I was like, trying to protect you, but he's friends with Ace, so he didn't want to do that to him. But again, I was like, stay focused. This is money.
But like, if you wouldn't have betrayed Ace there, then you find yourself potentially on the bottom and can go in. So you have to go with the numbers. I do have to say, though, the flashback of Ace in that situation was legendary. I was here for it. I loved every moment of it. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it goes from Ace's thing to, are you sure? No, I'm not. Yes. Using it. Like, your fate's been sealed, bud. Go get it. Oh my God.
You know, Ace had no memory of that whatsoever. He did a whole interview. He's like, Stella's a liar. I would never say that about her.
They got a lot of moonshine where Ace lives.
it was bad. It was bad. I felt bad for
him. As far as you coming up with the plan, I got to be honest. The first episode was all you. I mean, you got to give Cyrus something, right?
What do you mean?
Not really.
I mean,
Cyrus, they gotta give Cyrus a little bit of credit for doing something.
Like
if I'm an editor of this, I'm just like, she's killing it. She's killing it. She's killing it. She's killing it. It's just like, well, there's 21 other motherfuckers on this show. We got
right.
Yeah, but like, they give Cyrus the credit there, and then you immediately watch the aftermath, and it's Derek and Yassel going, oh yeah, it was Yassel's idea.
Yeah.
He created the game. Yeah. He said, my team's safe. You don't get to touch any of them. Yeah. I like all of you. Let's just throw Ace in. Yeah, all on board. Yeah. We're all on board.
I'm cool with that edit. I mean, like, if you were left out of the first episode, I'd be like, hey, let me raise my hand right. But
it would have been a lot.
You had to have been happy with the premiere. Like, I mean, did you walk away from the premiere going, psh, they should just rename the show after me.
No. No, I walked away from the premiere like, Yes, my kids are going to think I'm super cool. And they watched it. My little one was like, Mark is super cool. And then my older one was like, that Letarian guy, yeah, he beat that guy up. And I'm like, Mom, we're still there.
Do you not know how TV works? It's called airtime. Airtime's much more important than winning anything.
I was like, Mom, was the coolest one. He was like, yeah, they're like, yeah, Mom, you did a good job.
Yeah, I have a 13-year-old and a 4-year-old, and neither one would figure out how cool I am. So yeah, I don't know if it ever comes. So maybe on my deathbed, they're like, oh, I rewatched Survivor. You're pretty good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Maybe.
All right. So back to the cabin in Big Bear, California. You guys are celebrating. Where did you film this thing?
We actually filmed in San Martin, Argentina. San Martin, it's like in the Patagonian Mountains, but okay. It's a very small town, like off of Bariloche. Bariloche is like 3 hours away, but that's like a bigger, well-known town.
Okay, because I've looked at pictures of Argentina. It doesn't look like that, but I've been to Big Bear many times. It looks just like that, and the water during the summer is fucking cold as fuck, and I'm just like, yeah, that's Big Bear.
No, it was San Martin. It was the Patagonian.
You're sure? 100%. They didn't just blindfold you and leave you in a car for 12 hours and be like,
yeah. No, it was, it took us days to get there. It was awful, but
days. Was, oh my yeah. God.
And we were like so
Alex
funky.
Going to school back in the day. That's
how we were. We were stank. It was so awful, but when we got there, it was beautiful.
Okay, yes. So it's actually Argentina. Well, that's, I mean, as I said, it looks very, very Lake Tahoe, Big Bear. So, I mean, that's what they told you to say because of quarantine and COVID. That's fine, but it's very, very much Big Bear, Lake Tahoe. Just got to throw that out there. Anyone that wants to look up Argentina on Google and look at
pictures.
You have
to look up Patagonia, Argentina.
Yeah, that's Patagonian Mountain. He's making up stuff. It's fine. We're with you. Hey, go with the contract. I'm with you.
Yeah.
So the music we have back at the house is Here We Go Now, Naughty by Nature. Are you loving the soundtrack for this show?
Love it. Perfect. Oh my God. Love it. Like whoever scored this was amazing. Like they were on it. They're like, this is the song. This is the feeling. Like it was all like matching up perfectly.
Right? Yeah. Killing it.
Absolute killer job.
All right. So our first conversation we see is Trishella trusts Katie more than anyone. I'm like, oh boy. Don't ever use words like Trishella, like so there was an Entertainment Weekly article that said the people that have done the most shows ever in the history of reality television. And it was like Trishella, me, and Boston Rob. And I was like, I've done more than Boston Rob, but whatever. But I'm just like, Trishella, you're a vet. You know, like there's certain words you don't say. It's just like, I feel pretty safe tonight. Don't say that ever. Like, no matter where, like there, it could be a non-elimination day. I'm just like, they'll say that shit. Don't fucking say it. Don't ever say I feel safe. And don't say I trust so-and-so more than anyone. You just jinxed yourself.
Never.
She's a veteran. She knows better than that.
That's so true. But like, yeah, Yacella says it in the episode. I feel she's saying it in terms of personalities with like you enter the house, you re-enter a game and you suddenly revert to some of your old tendencies. I also feel like if you've been out of like a specific type of show for a long period of time and then they suddenly just throw you back there, I think it also reverts you to sort of like you're relearning the game. And for some of them, they're coming in thinking, this is going to be day camp when no, this is the challenge. Like modern day.
And right. I'll be honest, I don't want to think this came into play, but there was always the perception back in the day that it was Trishella and her sidekick, Katie Doyle. And I wonder if that angst from Katie built up over. I don't think so. But there's a possibility that over the years, like Katie's like, yeah, fuck, it's my turn. Let's go.
I don't think it was even that thought.
I don't
out.
Think so. Like, I don't think so either. But you have to throw that out there.
I think it really just came down to they were on two totally different paths.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had two different
Michelle mindset. Winning, going, Katie's my ride or die. We're going to, we're going to play a challenge. I'm going to fucking bring it when I need to bring it. And Katie's like, yeah, me and Trishelle are friends. And, you know, hopefully there's drinks and appetite.
I feel like this entire team of people all had like some type of bad history happen to them. Maybe not within each other, but like history, right? And that's why they keep saying like history repeats itself, or history will come back and haunt you. And I feel like everybody was like scared and had walls up, and like they were like, I'm gonna argue, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, because they had maybe been punked before, or maybe they had been treated a certain way before, and they weren't gonna allow it anymore.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like maybe because I learned after the fact that, you know, Katie had it rough on some challenges with some of the other girls. So feel like even though Trishelle was her friend, I feel like she still had that like armor on, you know?
Yeah.
And I could be speaking out of turn. This is just my opinion from I saw.
Katie keeps that armor.
Yeah, I think that might have also played into that.
Okay. All right. So so next, Kendall's doing yoga and she's wondering what she's there for. She is definitely not there for the money. Don't be here. And but she's to show her kids how awesome she is. Now, I agree with the second part, but if you ain't there for the money, you know what? I mean, there's a lot of motherfuckers that have done the challenge that really would have liked that money. Mm-hmm. So sorry, Kendall, you ain't winning me. Like Ace last week is like, I would have given it away. It's just like one thing. I'm glad you didn't win, motherfucker. But if you ain't there for the money, I'm sorry. Like anyone that's just like, oh man, the title means so much to me, and it's all. And I'm like, fuck that. Money's like,
we're there for
half $1 million.
You want your kids to see this. You want your kids to see how awesome you are, but you also want to see your kids see how awesome you are with $500,000 on, you know, laying around you, like going, oh man, how great is mom?
Right.
I'm doing backstrokes and $100 bills
on your Disney cruise with the bellboy. Like,
right?
100%. Like, nobody ever said that in front of me, because I would have called them out. I would have been like, oh, you're just here for the money. You could go in elimination next week, baby. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't say you're here for the, you're not here for the money. Like, you're automatically on my cut list.
I just feel like that's a slap. I mean, the whole premise of this is these are, I mean, like if Kendall ain't there for the money, then you need to call up regular casting for a regular challenge, and you need to take that time away from your fucking life and fucking go do that. Like, mm-hmm. This is like the whole premise is, we got jobs. We got families. We can't go away. Like, we love $500,000, but we don't have that opportunity in our lives to do that. Like, this is a special opportunity. We want this for our family.
Yeah. Right. I don't fully ever believe people when they come on the camera and say, oh, it's not for the money, it's for the experience. Like, if you didn't want the money, you wouldn't be on the show. But I do want
to say, there's crazy people that say that and feel that.
Yeah. Yes.
That's crazy people. And I think we see a display of crazy later.
Yes, but what I do like that she says here, and I feel like it should be a comment that doesn't need to be said, but we have to say it just because we have to normalize it. Like, we want to see people like Kendall and like you said, like powerful women, like powerful mothers. Like, you always see people who become mothers and then they never go back to the show because they're like, you know, I have a family support, or like they're just not. Production just goes, we're not going to call them ever again because
we want people to hook up on our show.
Right.
Yeah. But like, they let people who are fathers come back easy. So like, I feel
they might hook up on the show.
I know. But like, this gives, I feel, an opportunity for those who they don't call back to really show like, hey, it doesn't matter if you have kids or whatever, you're older. He's like,
we can still do our shit. He's right, because when you become a mom, you have this title that you looms over you. Yes, it's all great. You're a mom. You're doing all this stuff. But it's like all of a sudden you also reach the ceiling where we're not allowed to do other things, or we can't do this. We can't be away from the babies. If these daddies don't get these babies right now, I'm going to take these babies and you're going to take 6 weeks because I got a show to do, because I'm going to come back with some money and everybody's going to be happy. That's what I mean? Like, That's my thing. I'm like, the regular challenge, you see all the guys on there. Corey's the old guy. He got all kinds of kids, right? He got two kids, two baby mamas.
All he does is get new partners and make kids.
You know? Who else got a kid? CT got a kid. He got a whole grown adult child. His child is like his height. Okay, so my thing is, these people have, these men have kids, and these men are doing back-to-back challenges. Yeah, I have kids. I can come do a regular challenge. Yeah. I can do a short challenge. These kids got daddy too, and their dads are phenomenal. They will take care of them, and they will support me on my career and my mission because I supported them. And I think that's an excellent point, because moms don't normally get the chance. And I don't think we would have if we didn't get this.
I love it. The whole premise of all this is so just refreshing.
Yep.
So it's great.
I mean, it's a game changer for the future, and I'm happy to see it. And I hope they do it for more people and give those people opportunity.
I think they will. I mean, this thing is a success out of the gate. And we're going into TJ's final on Double Agents next week. I don't know, Yasella, if you know how this works, but you have to have a gold skull to run TJ's final.
Yeah, yeah, you have to go into elimination and earn this.
Yeah, he mentions that a couple times.
Like,
there's more people excited about a show on Paramount Plus streaming service than there is about the final of Double Agents. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, what can I tell you? Like, we're a lot of fun.
You are a lot of fun. That first party you guys threw, that was a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, even though I wouldn't be invited.
Right. It was so good. I wish they would have shown more of it, because it was so good.
Wow. I'm ready for the outtakes. All right. So next, Trishelle apologizes for comments from over 10 years ago to Anissa. Oh, this is a pretty good moment on the show.
Yeah, I found it very refreshing.
Yeah.
It was good redemption.
I mean, I knew Trishelle back, 2004, and I know Trishelle now, and they're two different people. And I think society as a whole is much better from 2005 to 2021. And it's just a reflection of that. And I thought it was cool. I thought it was a cool moment. I'm glad it was captured. I don't think, that it was one of those situations where, Trishelle is looking for airtime or anything. Like, I think Trishelle was personally bothered by the statements that she said in the past, saw those over and over again, through CBS, All Access, and now Paramount Plus. And she was like, oh, this is a shitty fucking look. And I don't want this. And I didn't mean that. And, if there's an opportunity for me to make amends, I want to. And I thought it was really cool.
I thought it was amazing. I mean, I wasn't there when it happened. So getting to see it, and, I didn't know the history. Again, I don't watch the shows. And so I was like, wow.
Paramount Plus, show. You can see all that.
I know. After today's trivia, I've learned my lesson.
Oh, boy.
But, I mean, you have to know. I don't care how you finish. Like, I hope you win. I don't know. I don't want to know. But I will say this. You're coming back. And if you haven't figured out that TJ loves trivia, you've missed the most valid and important part of today's episode.
Clearly.
And it's not like he likes trivia. He likes when they get it wrong.
And then when you fall and get injured. Because I have to say, when Katie came up and was bleeding, I'm just thinking of what she said when she had the two black eyes from
She manifested it. She kept thinking about it from like the moment she got to the villa. And she kept talking about it. And it was like, wow. Like, I couldn't even believe it happened. Like, nobody could believe she was the only one that got hurt. The only one.
Yeah, I mean, like, rock back. Like, all you have to do is rock back.
Well, all you have to do is relax your body. Like, she's probably so tense.
Oh, like, she was so tense. Yeah, I saw her like this, and I was like, oh, that's not good. That's like, but that's when like you're about to get hit by another car. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, but like, if you watch like Mark took a deep breath and fell. Like he didn't actually touch the floor. He's just, and then he fell. And it was like, after seeing that, she was, that was it. She was over for Katie.
Yeah.
She was like, this could happen at any time.
You never know.
You never know when you're going to drop, but it, yeah.
Well, I can tell you from seeing Katie's feet at the bottom of my bed some nights, she does not wear a size 15, so she was safe. Because if she did, she would not have her feet in my bed.
And as Nehemiah was saying, she's also not 1,700 pounds of muscle.
Right, yes. Right, right. Yes. She's little, and she probably could have gotten away with getting to the third one and having to jump in place. She could have probably.
How far did you get?
I didn't see what circle it was. I made it to the third circle, and I
third circle.
Yeah.
There was no jumping in place for me. Like.
All right, so real quick, but before you guys go to the challenge, I love the fact that All-Stars are so smart and wary of situations that they don't need warning lights to tell them that it is a challenge.
What do you mean?
like the challenge, you get the flashing lights, you know, challenge
activated. Yeah. Don't forget the activated.
The challenge activated. Whereas you guys are just like, oh, it's time to go to the challenge. Maybe we should go to the car.
And it looks so much more cool because you're all just like in your tracksuits walking out of this cool lodge, and you're like, okay, we're going to walk our way over there in the car, but we're going to look like we're walking.
we didn't have to get too many notifications. It was like we almost had it down to a schedule because the schedule was so tight. We knew it was challenge elimination. Challenge elimination, you know what I mean? Like, we knew it was like, and then a day off, and then, you know, challenge elimination, like that.
So did you guys get to drink like every night or no?
Whenever we wanted, we're adults. I know the regular challenge doesn't get to do that. I know them little kids don't get to do that. We are adults, so our contracts are a little different. Like, you just not, you're not gonna tell a 41 year old Alton that he can't drink. You're not going to tell a 40-year-old fella that she can't have a glass of wine. That's weird.
Right.
So the challenge is ancient challenge history. And if anyone knows anything about the challenge, TJ loves trivia more than life itself, especially when you're 30 feet in the air. We get Breeders' Cannonball playing in the background. I have that on vinyl. I meant to grab it before the podcast. Pretend I did. I have 2,000 records over there. And turntables there. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I have never seen TJ horse laugh harder than saying, see you later, ha ha ha, across the board. How happy, like you've seen TJ in previous challenges. Is this the happiest you've ever seen him in your entire life ever in the history of ever?
He was in rare form. Like he was, I need you to understand how rare form he was. Okay. Cause it was like scorching hot. Okay. The first challenge was freezing cold. The second challenge was scorching hot. Like he had blisters coming up. Like he had his whole body was red. Like it was so, so hot. He was unfazed. He was having so much fun. He was talking trash with us. He was laughing with us, making fun of us. Like, we never see that side of him. You know, in the first challenge, he was like shaking his head. Like he was so mad that he was even pointing like, are you giving up? Like, you're giving up? That's what you're doing? Like, he was so mad. I'm surprised they didn't show that. Cause he did. He checked people. Like,
the first challenge, I mean, it was just nonstop facepalm. And just, you know, and Tech Money called it. It was just like, it's like, you know, like senior rec day. This is fucking like as I said, I called Lex from Survivor. I'm just like, dude, this is it. He's like, yes, sign us up. We're all in. And then today we see, like, this is the teacher. It's just
laughing.
I hated you guys so much the other day that watching you motherfuckers fall in water nothing's going to make me happier on the planet than for you to fall to your fucking demise from 30 fucking feet.
Yes. And then it was like, it was funny because whenever he'd ask a question and he knew you didn't have the answer, he would just start laughing. And then, and that's why you see, like, Jimmy's like, you want me to just walk forward? Because
it was great. It was great. Like, do you love TJ?
You know, me and TJ have like a bittersweet relationship because I don't know if he likes me. So, like, I want to love him and I want to like him, but then I'm like, does he even like me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is he still holding on to it? Because, like, is he pulling an ace on me? Like, mad at me from 15 years ago? Like, no way. I don't know.
If he watched the first episode, if he watched the first episode as a viewer, he's in love with you right now. There's no way not to be.
Because I love TJ. Like, I love him, but does he love me? I don't know.
I feel like everyone loves TJ.
We do.
You don't really hear that many people say bad things about him. And like, with this type of challenge, really, when you're the viewer, you're not really even focusing on the questions. Like, you try to look for the couple times where TJ just really calls you out for being stupid and then watching him laugh as you fall. Like, I loved when he asked Kate, like, how many people are in elimination on the island? I don't know, one? He's just like, and the music just stops. He's like, that they're competing against themselves. Come on,
that was fantastic.
That was so great.
Right, he was so funny.
I've all right. So the men go first. Nehemiah, my tenderoni, has the lifesaver or lightsaber.
The lightsaber.
Yes. So I have a question. Is Orisa vegan?
Yeah. So I think she is vegan and she has a lot of food allergies. Okay. So it's not just that she's vegan, but she also just had a lot of food allergies. So she actually had like her whole own refrigerator at the house.
Yeah. Oh. So no, I'm not saying, and for the record, I wanted to ask this question because I'm sure people are watching going, man, she looks small. And I'm just like, no, like, I mean, yes, she looks very small, but she also looks like someone that potentially, you know, is like hardcore vegan, is like, and I mean because, like, if you look, there's muscles there. It ain't like, you know, she's skinny, and you know,
it's a wiry strength, like,
yeah.
And people need to understand, like, if she was unhealthy, they would not have brought her onto the show.
Yeah
we have to get cleared through medical before you go on the challenge. Like, you have to pass medical, so they do check us, they check all everything. Like, trust me, you're not getting on without it. So she was in a healthy place. But yeah, she had, like, her allergies are so severe. Like, literally, and then being in Patagonia, Argentina, in the mountains, it takes 2 days to get groceries to you. It's very backwoods-ish. So when it did come in, we had to be very careful not to eat what she could eat because she can't eat anything else.
Yeah.
We can't.
Yeah.
So,
limitations.
There was a lot.
No, I just wanted to get there because, for the record, I would imagine that Orisa is a million times healthier than me. And so, you know, anyone going, you know, is she healthy? Yeah, she's probably healthier than most of you. So,
yeah, she is.
Definitely.
She was.
All right. So, it's trivia. Katie can't remember what was said to her 5 minutes ago, much less 10 years ago in challenge history. And the kitty that I know, this tracks. This is Katie's wheelhouse. My favorite question by fucking far. Jesus Christ. Like, I literally jumped out of my chair. I was so happy. Trishelle doesn't give a fuck about Johnny Bananas, and that makes two of us.
I really didn't even know him either, and I'm just like, yeah, who gives a fuck? Like, what are we doing?
This isn't the Johnny Bananas dick show. This is Johnny Bananas Ain't Here motherfucker show. How about that?
That's what we were thinking. Right? We thought these were questions about us.
Yeah,
and that's what Bananas our questions.
So, but to hear your show, I mean, because, like, you can give whatever accolades you want to Johnny Bananas in modern day reality television history, and you would be correct in most of those. I give kudos. The guy has been very successful for himself on a show that comes on after Saturday Night Live that no one watches. That's great. Congratulations. He's done well. He's friends with fucking Jimmy.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. I wish I was friends with Jimmy Fallon. Okay, I'm jealous. But at the same time, Trishelle's resume is equal, if not better, than Johnny Bananas. And Trishelle doesn't give a fuck about Johnny Bananas. Thank you, Trishelle. Thank you for saying that for all of us, because we don't. So, I mean, Lex from Survivor, he calls him Johnny fucking Fivehead. He's like, that motherfucker's forehead is one bigger than it should be.
Oh, my God.
I will go on record saying I am a Bananas fan, but, like, on this season, it should have just been about the cast and their seasons.
Yes.
I mean, like, when you ask the question and the person who is the answer is beside you, that's what's good.
Yeah, Anissa going to Katie, like, girl, you were on the season with me.
You were right there.
You were there. That's what the question should have been.
Yes.
Not fucking Johnny fucking Bananas.
Yeah, you have Darrell getting a question wrong, and then Lekarian's question is, who won the most executive challenges in a row? Oh, it's this guy.
Right. Darrell. Right. Where were my questions like that? Like,
yeah.
I was just like, I'm not.
I would have replaced Johnny Bananas' questions with yours.
I've learned that I need to pay attention to the trivia. I need to go back and watch it because it can become part of it. Like, it's obviously part of it.
Well, one challenge. I mean, one challenge. I did Survivor Pro Islands, and like they gave us like 9 books to read about how to fucking live in Panama. And I'm just like, I think these would be important. You know, I learned about the tides in Panama, like the dates and all that, how to survive, all these things. And they gave us one book about pirate culture because it was a pirate themed season of Survivor. And I'm like, that's going to be one challenge and it's probably going to be multiple choice. I'm going to read these other 8 fucking books and skip that one. And I finished fucking second.
There you go.
Okay. There you go. Yasel, I do have a question for the girls one. So we get towards the end of the girls and it's Ruthie and Anissa. Anissa's the encyclopedia because she's been on half the challenges.
She was on all of them.
But like, how long
every challenge that there was a question asked.
Yes. But all in real time, how long did it feel like that took when it was just them going back and forth?
Oh my God. Okay. So that day, that challenge day, scorching hot in the sun, we didn't have little like tents. I would say they went back and forth for maybe like 45 minutes.
Ow.
Oh yeah. It was like it wasn't as fast as we saw it. It was a lot slower. Like, cause you know, sometimes like TJ would have to think, he had to get the cards around and like look for new cards. He had to pull a new stash out. Like, cause he eventually ran out, you know?
Yeah.
So,
we assume there was no way that he didn't run out of cards.
Yeah, because like you see him smiling at the sign, he's just like, could one of you guys fall?
And then here's the thing that we had to fight while we were up there is you had to fight the urge to just drop yourself because it was so hot. All you wanted to do was get in that water.
Just get like, that cold water that you hated 2 days earlier.
On the first one.
All you wanted to do was get in that water. You're just like, please, Jesus, just like get me through these questions. The second that Trishelle went down, I was like, baby, I don't care. Come on, let's get. Yeah.
You're like, I'm getting the next one wrong because I want to.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm good here. Thanks, guys.
So, but were you into it when it was the two of them battling, or were you just like, just fucking end this?
Yes, I was like, end this shit. Like, end it now. Make it a tie. I don't give a fuck.
Make it not a tie. Who gives a fuck? Share the fucking story.
I was like, just shut up. One of y'all just shut the fuck up. Don't answer. Like, because it was so hot. Like, the elements were killing us. Like, slowly. I just wanted it to be over. I didn't care.
So, well, Trishelle is in the arena. And then it's time for deliberation. And Kendall goes crazy at the deliberation. But then it's brought up that you're the second one in. But that ain't the rules, crazy person. Sorry, you just went crazy at the beginning of the deliberation and you're bringing up second place. We ain't talking second place. Like, no one said, hey, first place goes in and second place goes in. No, you're crazy. No. You just displayed crazy. Let's vote crazy. Right? Was it that simple?
Well, it was like, and the guys were like, we're not about to throw the goat in. Like, she just fucking murked the first episode. Like, we're thinking about the final again. We might need a Hasela to be a buoy to help us across the ocean, you know? But some people weren't thinking about that. Like, Kendall, for example, she wasn't thinking about that. She was like, how am I going to save my own skin? She was going in no matter what. It did not matter. Even if she had admitted it, people would have felt more comfortable with her after the elimination. But because she didn't take ownership, like, that stayed with us. You know what I mean? She's like, the second one in, I was like, first of all, I already got all of these people. I had these people back on the last one. I already got votes in my favor. Like,
stop bringing up old shit. we're on to crazy talk and you're winning.
Well, it should be easy just to throw her in for what she did anyway. Like, she didn't finish the challenge the way everyone else.
Finish the challenge. But
hold on real quick, Alex. Her argument is first one out's Trishelle, second one out's you. It's just like, well, no, first one out is the motherfucker that didn't finish. That's you.
Yep, right. Yeah. Like, really, I don't know how you get a DQ in this motherfucker, but okay. Like,
you're like, it's 1A and 1B. It ain't number two. Stop bringing up number two. Number two is the shit. Back off.
And then she was like, it's funny because, like, she was, if you watch my seasons, you watch my episodes, you learn that from the casting special to now, there's one consistent message that you get from Hasela, which is, do not lie to me. Is if you don't lie to me, you could tell me anything. You could tell me the most awful things, but as long as you tell me the truth, we are going to be okay. But the second you lie to me, we got problems.
That's why you tell it on Survivor right there. I mean, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you can walk up to me and say, I hate you, Johnny Fairplay. But if you tell me the truth, I'm just like, I know where this motherfucker lies.
Yeah.
Right.
Versus someone's just like, I love you. And I'm just like, do you?
Why? How do you know?
Like you've been saying some bullshit over there. I don't give a fuck if you tell me you fucking love me. See ya.
Just don't lie to me. Like, and that was my thing is, you're telling me, because she told us, DJ told her to jump off the circle. And I'm like, why did he tell you to jump off the circle, but not Ruthie and not Arissa?
Yeah.
Like, what makes you special? Why are you the one that's being told to come sit down by the podium? Not to mention, there were three females up there, Beth, Ruthie, and Anissa, all said that he told you to jump in place, and you said you didn't want your face bashed in. So that was my thing. I'm like, so you calling them a liar? I mean, help me understand. Who's lying?
Yeah.
And I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm like, when you lie, like, I get it. You're trying to save your game. But, like, now on Twitter, help me understand why you still lying on Twitter.
Oh, she's still lying on Twitter?
She was like, I just want to give a shout out to these three people who have my back, even when the rest of the world wasn't. Bitch, we didn't have your back because you was lying.
You knew what the fuck was up.
And they didn't have your back.
I wish Mike the Miz was there for this.
Oh, gosh.
You would have fucking given her a skull crush a finale through those fucking boards.
But with that, like, because I listened to the aftermath after the episode, I want to just make sure I have all the information. Luckily, you were on there, and Jemmy was also on there, and it made it sound like, because I'm gonna ignore the, we didn't do the same thing as the first vote. Like, Trishelle didn't give you guys a name, so it gives you free reign to do what you want. But it sounded like if Kendall would have just owned it and said, hey, yeah, I freaked out, didn't do it, that's on me, I get it if you want to do this. It sounded like there was some people who were like, we want to put Ruthie in instead.
That was the name that people were throwing around. I was just like, and I was like, when this suggestion came my way, I'm like, wait a minute, why? Like, I don't understand. Lucy was like second to the best. Why would we do that? And that's when it, you know, was like, oh, well, you know, I guess she's a good player. I don't know. I mean, more to come. So I guess.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. All right. So next we have No One Tells Trishelle Until Derek. And
oh, Derek. Why was Derek so dramatic? I messaged him and I was like, Derek, did you really just do a whole telenovela on Challenge All Stars? He was like, I'm the first person that you've talked to about this. I'm like,
that's so strange.
If you don't take a dramatic ass back downstairs. He was so, if you know Derek, you know he genuinely does care about people like that. But he like, does. It just was so telenovela. And that's his new nickname. Because he was like, oh, my God. Like, nobody's talked to you. I was like,
I love it. It was beautiful on every level. All right. So I've seen Trishelle and Katie fight before. Trishelle called Katie trash a couple times. And I'm thinking if Trishelle could pull one back or pull both of those back, she would. However, Katie ends the episode with saying, I guess we've outgrown each other. So maybe Trishelle pulls back one, not both.
Yeah. Who knows? We didn't get the full story, and like,
that was tough to. As I said, I'm friends with both of them. I love both of them, and I know that they both love each other. I mean, you know, we see, you know, we'll get to, you know, after the elimination, you know, the first person Trishelle runs over to and hugs is Katie, and the first person Katie hugs is Trishelle. I mean, you know, they love each other, but who that trash comment stung. I was like, ooh. That was a tough swallow, and as I said, I think if Trish, like, how long did that fight go on for? An hour, possibly 30 minutes, a while.
It was going on for a bit. I went to sleep. I went to bed.
Yeah. So I mean, the fact that it went on for a while for them to pull those like two sentences, I'm like, oh, come on, man, just be a little kind here.
So, I mean, but anyway. They still have to show, you know, they have to show the facts, you know, some of the stuff maybe was even worse, and that's what they could show. You got to think about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then maybe it was a tough comment. As I said, I know Trishelle, I know Katie. I think if Trishelle could have those back, she probably would. And I
think they both would have maybe played it differently. I think, again, I think that intentions wise, like, Trishelle's heart was in the right place. She had, you know, real positive vibes and feelings and thoughts about Katie. And I think Katie was also, you know, this is a friend I've had for a long time, but she maybe also felt like, maybe I don't know her like I did then, and she doesn't know me like I did then, you know, like, so I feel like she has grown and in different directions. And I see that happen a lot with relationships of friendships, where one has gone off to have children and one hasn't. And having children does change your group. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So we have the arena battle. Kendall wins. Was it close?
No, hell no.
No.
Not even.
It was a blowout.
Not even. Like, yeah. Kendall did the damn thing. I mean, I give credit where credit's due. And she made a little knot, like a little cocoon. And it was like one thing near after impossible. Another. Horrible, horrible. I don't even think that the production team was able to unravel. I think they just cut it and just threw it away.
If it's you versus Kendall, you lose.
No, I would have won. I would have won that one. Because going into it, they had told me to make the knot in the same spot. And then keep in mind, my body weight, my knot would have been tighter.
Okay.
And if I must say, my stepfather was in Special Forces. So I kind of know how to make knots.
Okay.
There you go.
All yeah, right, but like, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. It's they like Darrell talks about it, and he experienced it when he lost his team. Like Darrell's doing what Shell did, and it was like, I'm gonna weave all around. That's what they used to do. And then CT sort of broke the game by going, I'm going to stick in one spot, but I'm going to create like 1,000 knots that he is literally not going to be able to get through, and I'm going to get through his and win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's CT, the code breaker.
Callback.
We ain't here to talk about CT and giant bananas.
No, we're not here.
No, not at all.
Hey, all right. So, Trishel gives it life advice to anyone that's going to do the challenge, All Stars or OGs or whatever they choose to call it in the future. Go to the gym. Don't sit by the pool and drink cocktails. God bless Trishel for that. And yeah. Kendall explains to us, the viewers, that she is now in it. Next week is the meltaway.
You're going to like that episode, Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny, you're going to be all for it.
That if I had to pick my what I'm looking for on this season, I could probably stop next week. And I do not suggest Manscaped to help you in this challenge. I don't know how that works, but I'm thinking it won't help.
Next week's
episode, the kids will not be watching.
Oh wow! Really?
Not. Okay. My kids will not be watching next week's episode. It is not for those young eyes. It is.
I'm so excited. I mean,
for mature audiences only.
Yes. Only for mature content, mature language, mature, like everything. Music. I bet you anything that music is going to be soft porn music. I bet you anything.
Anything less than Two Live Crew will disappoint, right?
I hope to God they don't do any slow-mo. Like, please.
I think you're going to be in for a rude awakening.
Yeah, I don't know if you're ready for it.
They did a challenge like this a while ago for when Kellyanne came back onto the show, like on the main show, and it wasn't ice, but they had to do like those motions to like rub stuff off, and I was just like, they made sure the slow-mo in all the appropriate spots or inappropriate spots, I guess. So kids, this show doesn't exist for you.
Oh man, that's so excited.
It's gonna be bad so bad.
Well, if I didn't love you before, next week I'm gonna slip into your DMs.
Oh my god. Yeah, next week's gonna be bad. It's just terrible.
We also see some blow-ups on the women's side of things, though. It looks like Anissa's gonna be in the center of some controversy over targets.
I mean she's the center of everything. I feel like she's in there, you know. The first episode, she was a big, like, you know, doing a lot of the narration, if you will. And I feel like Anissa also speaks the language of the younger challenge people.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's, you know, she's like an interpreter, right?
She's the bridge.
So like, she's the bridge, right? She's the interpreter. She's like, okay, guys, what they're talking about here is, and you know, the younger people are like, okay, got it. This is what we're doing. And then, you know, the older people are listening to, like, tech, you know? So.
Wow. Sorry, older people.
I love Chuck and his confessionals, though. They're fantastic. Right.
He's killing it.
That's why they use it. He's hilarious.
I'm not sure if he's playing the challenge, however.
I mean, this next challenge is going to be something to watch. Like, so I do think that Anissa is going to be in the thick of it, obviously, next episode. And I'm always wondering, where was I during this? Like, where was I when this happened? I'm like, please don't show where I was. Please don't show me and the guys doing face masks. Like, not giving zero fucks, like drinking our wine.
All right, super quick before we let you go, and we're already past time, but when you saw Darrell and Anissa, were you like, come on, man, y'all on the new ones? Like, this ain't free. Or were you like, all right, that's cool. Like, I'm cool with both of them being there when they're done from the regular one, right? Or am I wrong?
I was I was happy Anissa was there because, again, she's somebody I've known for years. And I don't know Doral. I've never worked with him or been on a show with him. So for me, it was no different. But I was concerned that he had, like, that, like, new challenge mentality. And I was like, am I going to have to where's this chess piece going to play with me? You know what I mean? Yeah. But he was a delight. Like, first thing out the gates was him with his, like, Jerry curl and, like, doing this, like, lip thing at the 90s party. It was awful. He's, like, acting like he was, like, on drugs or something. It was weird. It was weird. But he's funny as hell.
He's great, but do you have a problem? I mean, like, it's like, come on, you're just on the current challenge. He's probably going to be on the next one. Anissa's going to be on the next one. It's just like, come on, man.
No, I really didn't care about that.
Hey, if you're cool with it, I'm cool with it. You were there. Like,
yeah, I was cool with it. I think I'd be, like, more uncool with the ones that didn't want to be on it because they were, like, you know, have to diddy about it, and now they're on it and now they're like, I want to go, like, yeah, well, because it's fun and now you want to be here. Like, if you're not bringing the fun, stay your ass at home.
Okay, so. All right, well, I support that. And lastly, what are you up to now? What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm at home rehabbing. I am on medical leave. I have to have surgery on my leg and I just had surgery on my abdomen, so I'm just sitting at home, shooting the shit, talking to you guys.
Are these challenge injuries or no?
One of them is, and you know, you shall see in the very future what that looked like. But the goals, my goals, in case you guys want to know, I'm going to be on Dancing with the Stars. So I need you guys to put it out there into the universe. Like, Hasela.
Girl, Survivor is your calling. I mean, Dancing with the Stars is... Trust me, you do Survivor so? One time, they're bringing you back four times. So as much as you like the challenge and coming back for the challenge, I'm telling you, this is meant to be. Let me just throw your name into the Survivor universe, please.
Throw it in there.
You're made for it. You're incredible.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. All right, so where can everybody find you on social media to tell you how awesome you are on a daily basis because you deserve it?
On Instagram, I am. My Instagram handle name is With Love Hasela, and on Twitter, I'm Hasela Delgado, and on Snapchat, I know a lot of people don't go to Snapchat, but I'm With Love Hasela on Snapchat as well.
Awesome. Do you have a Patreon?
No.
Okay. You don't have an OnlyFans.
I got my name because I don't want anyone to take it from me, just in case I decided to, like, I don't know, cook pork chops on there. I don't know.
Take my money. I'm about to pay for a new patio for you.
No, I got it just in case, but you know, right, I don't really want to take my name.
Whatever the premium tier is, I'm for it.
Oh my God,
all right. You just, it's a DM thing. Hey, Hasela, thank you so much. You rock. I love you. I'm rooting for you. If you don't win, I'm going to stop watching whenever you're done. There's no way you're not on every episode until the end. So you're going to win. Oh my God, you're amazing.
Manifest. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for being so awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Who do you think is going to win? I'll take it. So with that, Alex, Lauren, Hasela, this has been an awesome episode. So happy. Go subscribe at youtube.com/realitysfw. Search us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you podcast at Reality NSFW. I'm Johnny Fairplay. This has been so much fun. We'll see you next week for the challenge double agents finale. Perhaps
yes.
At least part one. I think it's part everything. And next week for the All-Stars.
See you guys.
Thank you guys.
By the time you feel thirsty, it's too late. You're already dehydrated. You can't focus and you feel tired.
Drinking enough water is critical for a healthy lifestyle that you're trying to maintain. It increases your brain power, boosts your productivity, It can prevent headaches and it'll increase your focus. Not only that, it improves your skin and mood, and it can help with your digestion and give you energy. Wow, it also prevents bad breath and can help you lose weight. But how much water should you drink each day? 10 cups? A gallon? The good news is that it doesn't have to be so complicated. That's why I start my day with Hydrant, because Hydrant helps you hydrate faster.
Hydrant has created a refreshing electrolyte powder that you mix directly into water to more efficiently and effectively hydrate your body. It hydrates you quickly and keeps you going for longer. Each rapid hydration mix has the four essential electrolytes that your body needs: sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc, and it packs a punch to help your body hydrate fast and stay hydrated. If you're looking for that extra boost of energy, there's also Hydrant Plus Caffeine, which contains 100 milligrams of caffeine from green tea. Hydrant is backed by research. The formula was developed by an Oxford scientist. It also is loved by pro athletes, top performers, celebrities, and has thousands of five-star reviews.
It's made with real fruit juice powder. It's delicious and refreshing, and it comes in a variety of flavors, including iced tea, lemonade, and fruit punch. My favorite personally is the grapefruit. It's a classic and I go back to it. It's delicious. Plus, this stuff is backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love it, you can send it back for a full refund. You really need to try it for yourself to see what I'm talking about. It tastes incredible and it works.
Well, Hydrant starts at just $1 a packet for a 30-day supply, and you save even more with a monthly subscription. And it's so easy to get. We've got a special deal for our listeners to save 25% off your first order. We're not kidding here, folks. 25%. Go to drinkhydrant.com/survivor and enter our promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. That's drinkhydrant.com/survivor and enter promo code SURVIVOR for 25% off your first order. That's drinkhydrant.com/survivor and enter promo code SURVIVOR to save 25%. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid, but I had to give it up because I realized it was full of sugar and junk that you really shouldn't eat. I've been trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, unhealthy food, and realized I basically can't eat anything anymore. I've been drinking protein shakes and powders for years to help with my workouts, but I finally found a delicious way to get my protein before and after my workouts. And with the New Year's, we're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has some amazing flavors you'll love. I know I do, but without all that bad stuff.
Hey, we're talking 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. And we've got some exciting news. Magic Spoon will be releasing 2 amazing new flavors this month for a limited time only. We're talking about cookies and cream and maple waffle. Do I now have 2 favorite flavors of Magic Spoon that I haven't even tried yet? Because I'm looking at my dream board right in front of me, and what's there? Cookies and cream and maple waffle. This is a dream come true. And if that isn't the most comforting, indulgent combination, then I don't know what is. This is the ultimate treat yourself combo. So make sure you get some while you can for a limited time. Or build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, one of my faves, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon, my absolute fave. Now, if you're listening in Canada, Magic Spoon now ships there as well.
That sounds about perfect for the maple waffle. If you want to get in on this, go to magicspoon.com/survivor to grab the new limited edition cookies and cream, maple waffle, or a custom bundle of cereal to try it today. And be sure to use our promo code SURVIVOR at checkout to save $5 off your order. This offer is now good anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, but only when you use our code at checkout.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/survivor and use the code SURVIVOR to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.